This is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. You're listening to Community Matters, a program that highlights various local issues and organizations. It's co-hosted by Len Iaquinta, a nonprofit manager, fundraiser, and consultant, WGTD Walworth County correspondent Jim McClure, and by Marlo Harmon, a lifelong Racine resident who's currently employed as an addiction counselor at Racine Correctional Institution. And now, here's today's host.
Good morning. This is Len Iaquinta for Community Matters, and today my very special guest is Caitlin Ray, Miss Kenosha of 2017. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning, Len. How are you?
Great to be with you this morning.
Thank you.
Well, you must be very, very excited because you have Miss Wisconsin coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
In 2 weeks, you'll be taking off to go to the Miss Wisconsin pageant. Where will that be?
I will. It's in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Oshkosh, by gosh. And
yeah.
You must be so busy. What's it like for you right now?
I am extremely busy. So I've been practicing my talent every day. If you went to Miss Kenosha and saw me baton twirling, you will see a completely different routine at Miss Wisconsin. New music, new everything. So it's been fun preparing that. And then I've also been working out every morning, trying to get in shape for the swimsuit portion of the competition. I have been working with an interview coach and working on interview skills. And on top of that all, I've also been working in the emergency department. So I've been extremely busy.
You're at one of the local hospitals.
Correct, yes.
Well, if I pass out, I hope that you'll be taking care of me. Your smile will cheer me right up if I'm passed out. That'd be for sure. Tell me, Caitlin, when you go to Miss Wisconsin up in Oshkosh in a couple weeks, what's going to happen there first? What's the first thing? That's a week-long event, isn't it?
Yep. So I leave on Sunday, June 11th. On Monday, we have what's called Merchant's Dinner, and we will meet the judges that night. I'm not sure what's going on Tuesday yet. We haven't got a full schedule, but I know we'll be super busy with rehearsals and other things. Wednesday, I'm going to compete on stage question and swimsuit. Thursday, I will compete my talent and evening gown. And then Saturday is the finals. So right away on Saturday, they announce the top 10 girls, and top 10 does everything all over again. And then they announce the next Miss Wisconsin.
I wonder if that's going to be broadcast in real time anywhere.
Yeah, so they're actually working on getting it live streamed either on Facebook or the Miss Wisconsin website.
Oh,
so,
terrific.
Yeah, they're still working on
that. That would be great.
Yes.
We could watch you. Now, when you're up in Oshkosh, will you have an entourage with you? You're not going alone, are you?
No. Fortunately, I will have a lot of friends and family coming along, so I'm really excited to have all that support because that is a tremendous help in getting through the stress and the highs and lows of the entire competition. So my family will be there with me, and I think there's one time slot on Thursday reserved to go to lunch with them, so I'll get to see them
well,
at least
nice.
Once throughout the week, yes.
Well, we won't be there in person, and we're radio, so we can't show your picture on the air, but we will get a picture of Caitlin, and it's going to be posted on the website. She's here in our studio wearing her Miss Kenosha banner for us, so we'll have a real nice picture for you to look at after you've seen the program. Mm-hmm. Now, Caitlin, you are a UW Parkside graduate, very recent graduate, aren't you?
Mm-hmm, I am.
You just graduated a couple of Saturdays ago.
Correct.
That's terrific.
Yes.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk a little bit more about that. I'm impressed
mm-hmm.
That you've gotten that under your belt and are working so hard on the Miss Kenosha and Miss Wisconsin pageant. You've declared that your platform is positive mental health. I have talked to a number of people who are friends of mine in town, and they all expressed a lot of admiration for your mm-hmm. choice of topic, and were really impressed by that.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit of detail of what your mm-hmm. platform is going to be. I'm sure you're still in the process of developing it.
Mm-hmm. So really, I want to educate people that positive mental health is not just the absence of a psychological condition, but really focusing on how we can improve our minds every day and how we can focus on doing the things that we need to do to stay healthy, both physically and mentally. So it's really important for people to realize that even if you don't suffer from a mental illness right now, you may in the future. Right now it's becoming so prevalent in today's society. And if you don't suffer from one, likely someone around you does. So it's just important to be educated on it, learn the signs and symptoms of different mental illnesses and what you can do to help people.
So there's really two aspects to this. It's not only identification and action for people who are experiencing problems, but the self-knowledge that we all are likely to be touched with mental health issues, and that there are things you can do to maintain a positive outlook and positive mental health within limits, of course.
Yep, correct.
If you have a chemical imbalance or something, that's another story.
Correct. And even if you have a chemical imbalance, just knowing that it is possible to overcome that, seeking help, seeking a professional, and going through the recovery process, so taking your medication if you need to be on medication, going to your therapist if need so, or doing the things that you need to do to take care of yourself.
And the attitudes today about mental health are much different from when I was a young man, and that's a very good thing. Although there is still a lot of reluctance, and not every part of our community is equally understanding of the benefits of this kind of intervention and aware of it. So reaching all the aspects of our community, every population, is really important to you, I gather.
Definitely. So one thing that I'm focusing on is talking about mental health with our youth. I've been working in elementary and middle schools, talking with students, not necessarily about the heavy topics like depression that are difficult to talk about, but how they can instill hope in their life. How can they build hope in their life to create a better pathway? Because they're going to go through struggles, and especially at those young ages. I went through it myself. It might be with social media, with bullying, with school, all of the pressure that today's society puts on people. We can build resiliency and hope in these children so that they can overcome those struggles, keep a hopeful, positive attitude for a better future.
That's so important, and I really salute you for doing that. You said you had your own personal struggles. Do you want to talk about those a little bit?
Sure. So,
what motivated you to pick this topic?
Yeah, I first started feeling depressive symptoms when I was 14 years old. I was in eighth grade, so it was really difficult at that age, and I completely didn't understand what I was going through. I had no idea why I felt like that. I was afraid to talk to people about it. I was really ashamed. So high school was really hard for me. I isolated myself a lot, and because of that, I experienced bullying. I skipped class a lot. By the end of high school, by my senior year, I almost wasn't going to school hardly at all. And I had a lot of teachers that understood what was going on, but still I never opened up completely about how depressed I really was inside. And it was really hard. And even my family didn't really understand. You know, I had to put on a fake smile all the time, being a baton twirler and being involved in all the things I was involved in.
So you were still very active.
Yes, I was. And that's the thing also. It goes along with the stigma of mental health. A lot of people don't understand the high-functioning depression and high-functioning anxiety. These people who seem very successful and happy on the outside but truly suffer behind closed doors. And so I was doing well in school, and I was succeeding in baton twirling, and I was doing well at all of those things. But in my mind, to myself, none of that mattered. And deep down, I truly didn't value myself. So it wasn't until college when I kind of had enough. I think maturity and growing up a little bit helped me realize this isn't fair to me. This isn't fair to my relationships. It started affecting friendships and relationships in my family. So I decided to get the help that I needed, and I couldn't be happier now. I feel like I have a much better outlook on life, and now that I can see mental health in a more positive light, I just really hope to inspire other people to talk about their issues, whatever it may be.
Well, that's really terrific, and I'm very impressed by your bravery and your courage.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Now, you're going to be competing with quite a number of other women. Do you know how many are going to be up there in
there
the Oshkosh?
There are going to be 26 total.
26. Had you know any of them?
I have met all of them, actually. We had a prep day in Oshkosh where we all got to meet each other, practice our talents on stage, and learn just a little bit more how the week will go. And one of the girls, actually, I know from UW-Whitewater. I met her there. So she's a real sweetheart, Miss Harbor Cities. I'm glad to know her going into this. And so far, everyone seems really friendly, so I'm excited.
You were met her at Whitewater because you did some study at Whitewater graduated from UW Parkside here.
Correct. I went to Whitewater for 3 years before I decided to transfer to Parkside because I was originally studying political science, and then I changed to go into healthcare. And Parkside has a great pre-health program, so...
Parkside has one of the best pre-health programs around anywhere, and Whitewater has a very fine political science. So you picked your undergraduate school as well for what you wanted to study. That's very smart. What motivated you? Caitlin, you know, not everybody goes out to be Miss Kenosha. How did this come into your consciousness that you wanted to do this?
So I wanted to do Miss Kenosha actually since I turned 18, but of course, being so depressed, I didn't have the confidence to do it. And I knew that if I didn't do well or if I didn't win, that I would beat myself up. And I'm in a much better place now where I know I wouldn't let that happen. So I actually met a former Miss Wisconsin when we went to Nicaragua in June. I went on a study abroad trip with Carthage, and her name is Paula. When I met her, for the first few days, I had no clue she was Miss Wisconsin. She was so down to earth, really friendly. And once she told me, I said, no way, get out of here. So we started talking about Miss Kenosha, and she just said, you have to do it. You are a lot like me. You're not really a pageant girl, but, you know, she just made me feel like, I have a great story. I need to share this with people. I would have a wonderful platform. All of the things that I can do to help out my community and all of the opportunities that will come my way from doing this. So I got really inspired from her. And
what
then
was her name?
Paula Kuiper.
Paula Kuiper, yes.
Miss Wisconsin 2013. So, yeah, I'm glad I met her. And then once it got even closer and learning more about Miss Kenosha, the fact that it's a scholarship pageant is also really motivating. So college can be really expensive. It's nice to have some help paying for that. So there are a lot of great reasons to be involved in the Miss America organization overall. And that was all kind of my motivation behind it.
So you take off to go to a study abroad several weeks with a Carthage program, and you meet former Miss Wisconsin in Nicaragua, of all places, and that became a motivating and real life-changing event for you.
Oh, yeah. It was fate. I believe that I met her for a reason, and I just still can't believe it. And actually, now she will be going to Marquette with me in August. We're doing the master's nursing program together. And we didn't plan that either, so.
My goodness.
Yep, it all works out in the end, I guess.
Well, that's a very fine nursing program for those who don't know. And I was just about to ask you for your graduate school plans, because that was a hint there. I know you dropped a hint when you said the scholarship pageant appealed to you. Well, you'll have that's a two-year program?
18 months.
And what kind of nursing are you thinking about in the future, or is that too specialized a question to be asking this early?
No, I'm definitely thinking that I want to do psychiatric nursing. So there's a huge need for it right now. And just with my motivation, wanting to help out in the mental health field, I think it would be a great fit for me.
That's terrific. That's just great. I'd like to talk a little bit more about your experiences as you grew up here in Kenosha.
Yeah.
And some things that motivated you. You're a native Kenoshan.
I am. I love
That's
Kenosha.
That's cool. Where'd you go to school?
I went to Tremper High School. Actually, I went to Bowes Elementary, then Harvey, then Bullen, and then Tremper.
So okay, all those alumni there, one big hurrah for Caitlin. All right. And have any extracurricular experiences, particularly at Tremper, that were kind of important to you in this endeavor?
I was involved in student government, National Honor Society. I was also on the dance team in high school. But one thing that took up most of my time was the baton twirling team. So I was on a team based in Zion, Illinois, and we practiced almost every single day.
That's a well-known team.
Yep, the Razzle Dazzles. We competed at the World Championships in Belgium in 2009 and won. So I can say I'm a world champion baton twirler.
Well, that's terrific. Congratulations. I didn't remember that.
That's sorry. Okay. Thank you. That was quite a while ago, so that's okay.
And we're here this morning on Community Matters with Miss Kenosha 2017, Caitlin Ray. We're having a lot of fun talking about your current and your recent past activities. Whatever attracted you to baton twirling?
You know, I couldn't say for sure. It was at the Recplex when I was younger. There was a coach who had a hip-hop recreational team, and I was about 5-6 years old, and we were doing hip-hop dancing, and that was a lot of fun. And she said, well, I'm a baton twirler, and we're like, oh my gosh, let's start a baton twirling team. So we all just kind of started it, and in the beginning it was for recreational, and then it turned into an actual team competing. So
you all really got into it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So what ended up happening was our coach had to move away, so we joined with the team that was already formed in Zion, Illinois, the Razzle Dazzles. We were two sister teams forming one big team, and those girls were my family, my sisters, for 10 years of my life. So lots of great memories and opportunities from being involved with that.
When you were in high school, did you find that the activities were welcoming to you? And you seem to have had a good social life in high school in spite of the feelings of depression.
Yeah. I would say yes, that the activities were welcoming, but it was more so on my end. I isolated myself from a lot of people, and so I look back and think I could have done more to get involved. I could have done more to be involved in more activities and groups and put myself out there, but I was afraid. I was fearful that people didn't like me because I didn't like myself. So that's the number one thing, that if you don't value yourself and love yourself, it's hard for other people to value you. So looking back, I wish that I had a different outlook. Obviously, you can't change the past. But high school was okay for me. I still was involved in things despite what I was going through. I stayed in student government. I stayed in National Honor Society, as mentioned. It was just difficult because no one around me knew what I was going through, so I kind of always had to fake it.
If you had a chance to talk to a class at Tremper today, as I suspect you will at some point, what would you tell those young folks?
I would talk to them about hope and tell them that it can get better. So many people in my family would tell me growing up, you know, it will get better, just get through it. When I was going through, you know, bullying or hard times in high school, just wait till college, you know, it'll get better. I would imagine that there are a lot of young people in high school right now that felt the way I did, and especially young females. I would love to just tell them, if you need someone to talk to, open up about it and talk about it. Even though it is so hard, find a trusted person, a counselor, a teacher, a friend. It really helps to talk about your feelings and what you're going through. And that's the first step in getting the help that you need. So I think that's really important. And I would just tell them to hang on, because life can get better. So that's the whole thing with positive mental health, is teaching people it can get better. There is a light at the end of that dark tunnel.
When you were in Whitewater, you lived away from home. You had a dormitory experience there. Mm-hmm. Your major was political science. What turned you on about that was one of my majors was political science. What turned you on about political science? I'm still obviously interested in politics.
Yeah, so I always kind of had an interest in politics, and my aunt is a lawyer, so I thought at the time that I wanted to go to law school. I wanted to make a change in our system somehow. I just didn't realize that I could make changes through other ways. So I did really well in my political science classes, actually, and I loved my professors. So I don't know where along the way I was just like, I don't think I want to go to law school. So I started thinking about some other things. I shadowed some teachers, thought maybe I wanted to do teaching, and then I discovered healthcare, and I realized this is my calling. This is how I'm going to make a difference in people's lives. So I'm very excited that I finally found my purpose in life.
Did you take a course, or was it from talking with people in the profession, health professions?
I did, actually. I took my CNA course here at Gateway. So that's how I started working in healthcare. I got that about 2.5 years ago. And right away, I was hired in the emergency department. And after working there for 2 years now, I've realized I love taking care of sick people. And I love the emergency department. So
this was an unanticipated endorsement of the nursing program at Gateway Technical College.
Oh, totally. I had Julie Capelli as my teacher. She was amazing. And we did our clinicals in Manor Care Nursing Home. It was really difficult, but I loved working with the elderly population. And there's such a need for, I think, my type of passion to work in healthcare. And it takes a certain person. It is really hard. I come home from the ER some days crying because of the situations I deal with and the people I see. But I love what I do. So
it must take a lot of strength to do that. And I salute you for that. And as I get older, I get more dependent on good health care. And so I can certainly appreciate the good care I've received at all of our local hospitals here. And the elderly need help,
they
like
do.
Me.
Thank you.
Now, when you started the final preparation for your nursing career here at UW-Parkside in Kenosha-Racine area, what was that like for you then to really switch into that? Was that a difficult transition, or was the work you had done here at Gateway Technical College a good preparation? Did you feel like you were ready to go into it?
Yeah, so what I learned from my experiences here at Gateway in my CNA class and then working in the ER, you can learn so much more from being in the field and having field experience than in the classroom. Far more that will benefit you in your future. So I'm very blessed for those experiences. School, on the other hand, is a completely different story. It was really difficult to jump into my science classes and squeeze it all into just 2 years at Parkside. So taking chemistry, organic chemistry, biology, anatomy, physiology, biochemistry, all of those really hard classes, physics, and I squeezed it all into 2 years. That was very difficult, but I did it, and it's going to prepare me for my master's degree. So I'm just excited to say it's over and I'm a college graduate.
Well, I'm impressed. You certainly didn't take any gut courses. There's a lot more to you than just a pretty face. I can attest to that. Knowing what you've studied, organic chemistry just makes my skin crawl just thinking about it.
Same.
When you get to your master's program, what are you expecting to be specializing in there? Or is it a little too early for you to know yet?
A little too early to know, so we won't have the opportunity to specialize with this master's degree, but Marquette allows you to have 1 year experience as an RN and then apply for their nurse practitioner program. And that's about 20 to 30 more credits before you can become an NP, so then I will be able to specialize after that. So
you want to become a nurse practitioner?
I do.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
That's the future, I think.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I've been watching that.
It's a great career.
Been watching that develop in the medical field just as a reporter from afar for the last 60 years. It's very interesting to see how that's progressed. And nurse practitioners give excellent care, in my experience, and we need lots more of them. That's
definitely
terrific. That's terrific.
Thank you.
I want to circle back a little bit to your formative years in Kenosha. What did you do when you were as a young girl?
I played soccer. I loved soccer, along with the baton twirling. I talk about baton twirling a lot because I'm not kidding when I say that took up a lot of my
time. Well, you don't
become
an international champion for nothing.
No.
On a team. That must have been just, I can't imagine the hours of practice you put in.
Oh, my gosh, no. It was, before we went to Worlds, we were practicing twice a day, every day, for the entire summer. So it was a lot of practicing, but it was worth it, obviously.
So what kind of baton twirling was that? With flame? Were these the flaming batons? And
no.
You weren't eating fire or anything?
No, you can do that. We have done that outside, but we twirl inside. So no fire when you're twirling inside. But I don't know what kind of baton twirling. I've never been asked that question. I don't know. Baton twirling is baton twirling to me, so.
You ever do parades? Ever did your group
oh,
do
yes.
parades?
Oh, yes. Yep.
I love to see the baton twirling mm-hmm. in the parades at Thanksgiving.
I always loved twirling in them. That was so fun. We twirled at every 4th of July parade here in Kenosha, and which I will be in. I just found out today. I kind of knew that was going to happen, but it's confirmed now. I will be in Civic Day Parade on July 2nd, Sunday, so I'm really excited about that.
Terrific.
So, yep, you'll see me. Some people asked if I would be twirling in the parade this year, and I am just going to say I'm not opposed to it, so maybe I'll hop out of the car for a few minutes and twirl my baton.
You'll be in a very special, very, very swanky car, I'm sure.
Yeah, I hope so.
And maybe you'll jump out and twirl for us?
Yeah, that would be really cool.
We'll find out on the 2nd.
Yeah, you have to be there to find out.
I really am serious. I think something about expert baton twirling that is just so exciting and fun mm-hmm. to watch, whether it's indoors or outdoors. And
oh yeah,
the glitter of the lights on the baton itself, mm-hmm. and the skill that's involved. What's the highest you ever tossed one of those things?
Probably about as high as that ceiling from the ground. So how many feet would you say that is?
That would be about 3 stories.
Yep. Probably about
wow.
that high.
Yeah. That's a lot. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
You said you did a lot of work while you were in school. How was that for you? How did you balance all that? I'm impressed with your time management.
Yeah, so I think that's why I've been successful so far as Miss Kenosha. I've always had to be good at time management. I started working when I was 15 at one of our family restaurants, House of Gerhard's. I was
a favorite.
A bus girl, yep. And then I got a job at our other family shop, Sandy's Popper.
Yay!
Yeah, so my great aunt owns that. Worked there for a few years. It was really difficult doing that and baton and school. And I think that may have attributed to some of my depression, being so busy and not taking time to take care of myself.
So scheduled, you don't have time to get into your own head and just figure things out.
Yeah, so that's one thing I've learned to incorporate into managing my time is taking time for myself. Mental breaks, I call it. So me time is really important. But yeah, I've always had to be good at that. So I know how to schedule my time very precisely.
I think that's the hardest thing I ever had to do in my life was to learn how to take time for me, frankly, because I was always a very type A person.
Mm-hmm. Extremely important.
If I'm not doing something for someone else, mm-hmm. I think there's something wrong.
Yeah.
And sometimes
I was the same way.
It took a long time for me to learn to make time for myself just to relax and to decompress
mm-hmm.
and think about what my own needs were.
Yes. That's definitely important.
It's something we don't talk about very often,
no.
is it? When you were growing up in Kenosha, did you ever watch the Miss Kenosha pageants or have friends participate in them that never got into your head that way? It was all Nicaragua, right?
Right. You know, I actually never watched a Miss Kenosha pageant. I sort of feel bad saying that because now being involved in it, I realize how great it is. And Laura Fleiss is great. Joya is great. Tori Boger and all of these people I've met are so wonderful. And the pageant itself was such a great production. I've heard from everyone in the crowd that they really enjoyed the night. I just can't believe I never saw one before. But I'm glad to be a part of it now, and I hope to really promote the pageant and help other young females try out in the future and let them know if you don't make it the first time, you can always try again. And it's just really fun to be a part of. It gives you a sort of, you know, it gives you this confidence when you go out there on stage and accomplish what you accomplish, even if you don't win. Just that feeling of being out there is such a great feeling, and putting in all that hard work feels really good.
The experience itself of the competition, what was that like for you? What was the high point and the low point for you as you were in the Miss Kenosha competition? I just can't imagine what that would be like. I mean, I've had a very stressful career in many different ways, the careers I've had, but I just can't imagine that kind of stress. Mm-hmm. What was that like for you?
It was pretty stressful, but all of the other girls, there were 10 other girls I competed against, they were really great, each and every one of them. I felt like over the few weeks we rehearsed together, I got to know them pretty well, and they were really friendly, great girls, and on Saturday, the day of the competition, I thought to myself, wow, each and every one of these girls has some great qualities that would make them a great Miss Kenosha. So it was exciting knowing that we had all of this great talent in Kenosha, and knowing that no matter who won, Kenosha is in good shape with their chosen girls. So that was probably one of the highs, but I would say one of the lows was my talent. I get really nervous when I go out there and twirl baton. This feeling I get before I go out there and twirl is just like, I feel like I'm going to faint. And it only lasts a few minutes. Once I get going, I'm fine. And I love performing, and having the crowd cheer me on really helps. And by the end of it, I hit that ending pose and I start tearing up. And that's an incredible feeling. But I've been like that my whole life. Before I go out there and twirl, that nerving feeling is just, it's so hard to deal with, but I got through it, and I ended up winning talent at Miss Kenosha, so that was great.
When you go on to Oshkosh, we'll have a whole new routine, I imagine.
Yep. Yeah, so I've been working with Tori Bogren. She was Miss Kenosha a couple years ago, also a baton twirler. She's been so lovely in helping me with my baton twirling skills. And Nikki Platt, my former dance teacher and still involved in dancing, she's been helping me with the dance portion of my routine. So we came up with a completely new routine to super fun music. I've got a new costume that I'm excited to show off. And I'm just really looking forward to showing off this new routine that I have.
Oh, it sounds exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems to me that you are going to be part of the new generation that's going to be keeping Miss Kenosha going strong in the future without interruption. I get that sense that you're not going to let it go.
I really hope so. You know, I always thought, how can I stay involved in my community for years to come? I love Kenosha now. I realize the older I am, the more I fall in love with this community. And I'm glad I've found something now that I have a reason to stay in Kenosha and be involved in something. So I really hope to stay involved with the pageant, helping girls out in the future in any way that I can.
If you were advising a young girl, someone in your family or someone that you met through your friends' kids maybe, and they expressed an interest in becoming a Miss Kenosha, what would you tell a girl in grade school?
Mm-hmm. First and foremost, I would say stay true to yourself and always be yourself. I think that is so important, and that's one thing that I've been trying really hard to do throughout this whole process, because individually, as a person, we're all so unique. You know, I know that I have some great qualities that I would not want to change, and I want to share those qualities with other people. So it's really important to find what you love about yourself and stay true to those things so you can share those with other people. And then I would say find something that you love doing, whether it's drawing, acting, baton twirling, whatever it is, you can make a talent out of anything. There's girls who do monologues, which I think are beautiful for their talents, or painting or drawing. I've seen some really unique talents before.
You've seen painting? Really?
I have, yeah. Speed painting. So whatever it is, I've heard from some girls, oh, I don't want to do it, I don't have a talent. Well, that's what I thought too, because I stopped baton twirling when I was 16 years old, and I'm 23 now. So I thought, my talent is working in the ER and studying in school. But I picked up my baton and started practicing again. And if you stay determined and if you really want it and put in that hard work, It can happen.
How many hours a day would you spend twirling to learn a new routine? What would that be like, Caitlin?
Well, right now I can say I'm putting in about 2 to 3 hours a day. Not every day. I'm giving myself some days off, but it takes a long time to get those tricks down. I have some new tricks in my routine right now that we've been working on, and you have to put in the time, a couple hours, you know, every other day. Even if I just squeeze in 15 minutes a day, go out in my driveway and toss the baton up a little bit, just so I stay used to that feeling of catching the baton and everything. It's really important to squeeze that in.
Does it ever hurt your wrists doing that? I have bad arthritis in one of my wrists. When I see you twirl, it makes me think, oh, my God, man, my wrist hurts just watching her do that.
Yeah, I hope I don't have bad wrists when I'm older. I don't feel it in my wrists yet, but I feel it in my fingers sometimes.
Oh,
yeah. So I jam my fingers a lot twirling, or if your fingers are so sensitive, so if you just hit it the right way, it will hurt for a while, and it's like, ah.
How do you do that hand-eye coordination thing? I mean, when that thing is twirling and flashing in the sunlight outdoors and the Klieg lights and it's flipping down on top of you, how do you catch it? How do you keep following it?
I think it helps to have started when I was so young with the hand-eye coordination, because I did cheerleading my junior and senior year of high school, and I tried doing gymnastics and tumbling with that, and I just couldn't get it down. It was so difficult. So I think starting something at a young age really helps. But also, like I said, practice makes perfect. Putting in that time, and I can't tell you how many times that baton has fell on my face and hit my nose. I've broken my nose several times from twirling. Yes. It's not easy. I had someone else ask me, you know, I bet you're spot on with that. How many times do you drop the baton? Well, they were surprised to hear, all the time. I drop it all the time. Probably when I'm practicing, 60% of the time it's on the ground. So it's not easy, but practice, practice, practice.
Isn't it difficult when you're outdoors if that thing goes into the sun?
Yeah. Actually, so on the stage, I was really surprised. We don't twirl on stages. I'm used to twirling in gyms where we have competitions. So when I first went out for my rehearsal for Miss Kenosha and the bright lights on the stage, I threw it up in the air, couldn't see a thing, and I just looked at Tori and was like, oh my goodness, what am I dealing with here? And she said, I was the same way. You'll get used to it. You just have to keep doing it. I couldn't believe what I was up against with those lights. But something happens when you go out there and you're in your actual performance. You just kind of don't even think about the baton, and it's second nature. It just kind of falls right in your hand. So if you're lucky enough, it will fall right in your hand if you place it perfectly in the air. But those lights, wow.
I would think that'd be a terrible distraction, because things get caught in that bright glare. You really can't see very well.
No, it's pretty difficult. Not like twirling in a bright gym, but I will say the more I have twirled on the stage, the more I am getting used to it.
And there's height restrictions. When you're outdoors, you don't have to worry about the ceiling or the gym.
Right. So we are limited to the tricks we can do when we twirl on a stage, and that's okay, because, you know, we always say when it comes to twirling in pageants, it's not necessarily about difficulty and how difficult your tricks are, but really just about putting on a great show, a great performance. As long as you do some nice tricks that look really cool, but maybe they aren't the highest or the most difficult tricks, the audience will still be amazed.
You have to work within the limitations of the setting.
Right.
And there's a lot more to it than just how high the baton goes. It's your poise,
right,
and your attitude and everything.
Yeah, lots of little flips and finger twirls, and there's so much more to it than just throwing the baton way high in the air. So that's probably my favorite part of it, because I was never good at those tricks when you throw it super high and spin 8 times and catch it.
Well, if your nursing pinning ceremony when you graduate with your master's is anything like the ones I've witnessed at the many universities I've worked at, It will be quite a sisterhood, and maybe there'll be a few guys in the class, but mm-hmm. it'll be quite a sisterhood that will stick together, and you'll be throwing your hats in the air
yeah.
instead of a baton in a couple of years.
Yep.
What do you hope your first few years out of school will be like? You're a nurse practitioner now. You're not twirling batons. You're not twirling bedpans. You're helping people in a hospital. Maybe not out of the emergency situation mm-hmm. now. What do you imagine your life might be like 5 years, 6 years from now, Caitlin? What do you?
That's a great question. I hope that I have a family. I have an amazing fiance. We've been together for 8 years. So I'm looking forward to growing our home together and starting a family. But also I'm really looking forward to being a nurse practitioner in Kenosha. And I'm really excited about the changes happening with United Hospital Systems. We just partnered with Fraidert Hospitals. So I'm excited about that, hoping that St. Catharines will hopefully get a psychiatric department now. Hopefully in the future, yes. And then just working in my community as a psychiatric nurse practitioner, I look forward to making some differences, and not only with patient care, but I'm hoping to get involved in the politics of the healthcare system and seeing how I can help develop the system into a better, improved system for people.
Well, that's an area where we have many studies and not mm-hmm. enough action. In
right.
terms of a really big need in terms of mental health and psychiatric care mm-hmm. in the extreme southeastern corner of Wisconsin. So that is really, really a very wonderful and laudable goal.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Caitlin Ray, Miss Kenosha 2017. You have told us an awful lot about yourself and what it's been like. And we really have found that most interesting. What would you tell people about your platform in general? People ought to get more involved in this. Why is it important?
I agree. So I have been working with several organizations, one of them being NAMI Kenosha, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, which is a great organization and offers many resources for people to seek help. Even if you have a family member or a loved one suffering with a mental illness, they offer great support groups for that. It's really important for people to learn about mental health and learn about how they can get involved to help change the way society views mental illness. So educate yourself and inspire others. I gave a speech a couple weeks ago with NAMI, and at the end of the speech, I challenged people to think about what they are hopeful for. And it might sound silly, but think about what brings you hope and then share that with other people and think about how you can impact someone else's life and someone else's mental illness just by sharing a positive attitude and sharing hope in your life. So I think once people start to think about these little things in life and think about how they can impact someone else's mental health, I think it would be a lot better society that we lived in.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. You've given us a lot to think about there, Caitlin. My guest this morning has been Caitlin Ray, Miss Kenosha of 2017. In 2 weeks, she'll be up in Oshkosh competing for Miss Wisconsin. Good luck to you, Caitlin.
Thank you so much.
Meanwhile, for our listeners, as always, I encourage you to get informed, get involved with Caitlin's platform. For Community Matters, this is Len Iaquinta. Good day.
You've been listening to Community Matters, a program that airs every Saturday morning at 11:15 on WGTD. For an online recording of today's show, log on to WGTD's website at WGTD.org, click Talk, and go to Community Matters. Your gateway to public radio is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva.
Support for WGTD comes from Piasecki Althaus Funeral Home, informing you about the award-winning community-based care provided by Hospice Alliance in Pleasant Prairie. Hospice Alliance supports loved ones with life-limiting illnesses and offers support to grieving families. 262-652-4400.
From the WGTD Arts and Other Events calendar, come out to Parkside Summer Arts and Crafts Festival benefiting music scholarships on June 24th from 10 to 3 p.m. Over 200 artisans featuring handmade crafts will be featured. Visit uwp.edu to become a vendor.
WGTD is on your smartphone. For local news and the rest of the mobile version of our website, log on to WGTD.org. For live audio streams of WGTD, 24/7 Jazz HD2, and Sports Web, visit the App Store and download the free WGTD app.
Jazz, swing, blues, bop, and more from WGTD is available 24/7.